This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 22nd of May. Prepper tip of the day. As of 2 hours ago, we now have back on my website the link to the Environmental Protection Agency page where you can put in any zip code you want and find out the ultraviolet index for that day for that zip code. You need to learn about the ultraviolet index. You really do. I can't tell you how many people I know that have had skin cancer. Undoubtedly, you know people also who've had skin cancer. Educate yourself. If you're spending a lot of time outdoors, there is special clothing specially engineered to protect you from ultraviolet radiation that you can find online. Amazon has quite a bit of it on Amazon.com. I'm sure there's other places you can get it. Educate yourself and protect yourself. You really don't want to get skin cancer. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest more than 20 years ago to understand and eventually become quite expert in the true nature of the international communist threat. His website is jrnyquist.com. There's a link on my links page. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Jeff, I was just looking at your article published at the Epoch Times where you interview Soviet-era dissident Vladimir Bukovsky, did I say his name right?
Yes.
Bukovsky, attempting to warn us. His book was published more than 20 years ago in Europe in French and German English, French and German languages, just recently published in English, and not getting very much notoriety, is it?
No, it's kind of strange. Of course, the attention of the press was all on the supposed fall of the Soviet Union and the end of communism. Well, we can see really how that worked out. The Russians are threatening us with missiles, and the communists are in our own government. So, you know, I don't think it ended.
Well, hardly.
And Bukovsky says, you know, Bukovsky, the problem with the book in English, it's interesting. This new edition of his book, has some additions to it, and he's got material about the struggle he had with Mr. Epstein at Random House about publishing the book. And the struggle was that they didn't want him to say that that the West didn't win the Cold War. They didn't want him to say what the book said. They wanted him to rewrite the book to say what they wanted. It was rather extraordinary, the exchange he had. He publishes part of the exchange with Mr. Epstein in the new English edition of the book. The book had been translated and was ready to be published, you know, more than 20 years ago, almost 30 years ago now, 25 years ago.
Right.
And of course, they killed it. They killed the book because, you know, it's giving away. I mean, he's naming people in this country who cooperated with the Soviet Union that they didn't want named.
Well, that sounds like a word we've heard the last 2 years, collusion, to me, doesn't it to you?
Yes. Oh, yeah. The book is about collusion with Moscow. Absolutely. I mean, and of course, who are the people who colluded among the people he names? I mean, Senator Edward Kennedy, you know, Martin Scorsese, the director.
Well, I'm going to have to get this book and read it. Now, what publishing house ended up publishing this book?
Oh gosh, now you're texting me. It's a little one. It's a new one. It's one I'd never heard of before, and they're very courageous. I've got to give them credit. And I know I've corresponded a little bit with the lady that's involved with it, but I don't really know very much about them except that, you know, it took courage for them to do this.
Well, it's a leap of faith to publish any book. Obviously, it's a commercial venture. Will the book make money or will it lose money? That's always the first question. Let's see. I'm looking up on Amazon here to see if I can even find his book. I'm just putting the okay. I'm not.
Well, the real courage. The real courage here is because, you know, there were threats to sue if the English version came out. You know, so
really?
Because he does name names. Yeah, he names names.
Okay, we've got Vladimir Bukowski. We've got Judgment in Moscow. We've got To Build a Castle, To Choose Freedom. Are the three books that he authored that are for sale at Amazon. Which one is the one?
Judgment in Moscow is the one that just came out in January.
Okay. It says Judgment in Moscow, Soviet Crimes and Western Complicity. And I'll see if I can find who printed this thing. Publisher, 9th of November. Is the name of the publisher. 9th of November is the name of the publisher. So it is available for sale at Amazon. Paperback edition is $22. Kindle edition is $10. So it is available. Good for him. And good for 9th of November.
Yeah, very good.
Well, it's on my list of must reads. Jeff, you and I have had some fascinating private conversations about what's going on right now in terms of Soviet, Russian, Chinese plans to basically conquer this country. And I'm quite frankly, I'm very concerned about this. You may want to listen to my show tomorrow morning, first hour. I'm going to have my friend Command Sergeant Major Dan Page with us. I've known Dan for more than 30 years, and he's well connected with sources that are going to help flesh out the true nature of the international communist threat to our country right now. So you might want to listen tomorrow morning, Jeff, to that 1 hour, or to the archives if you're not available. But I'm very concerned about Russian Spetsnaz being here, about the communist infiltration of the United States House of Representatives, the United States Senate, and high levels of where it matters, such as Random House, which apparently, if they're not outright communists, they're certainly cooperating and supporting the communists, aren't they?
Well, yeah. It's extraordinary for a publishing house to insist that a book that is already published in French and German should be completely rewritten to suit their theme that they want the author to pronounce, when the author is a world-famous former political prisoner, right? who is trying to tell the truth, who is questioning whether we won the Cold War or not, and saying, look, it didn't go down the way we all thought it did. It didn't go down as advertised. And that, he got documents out of the Soviet Union that show that the whole Gorbachev song and dance was part of a deception to begin with, and that there was a plan.
As you and I have discussed publicly a number of times, the leaders of Russia, they may be Caucasians. Of course they're Caucasians on one hand. On the other, they think like Asians. And they probably start reading The Art of War by General Sun Tzu when they're teenagers. They live by the words of General Sun Tzu, don't they?
Yeah, well, it's very influential. You had the Mongols took over China and what is today Russia, Eurasia. And the Mongol princes, the grandsons of Genghis Khan, were educated in the court of the Chinese emperor, who was himself Kublai Khan, the grandson of Genghis Khan, taught Sun Tzu. Yeah, they were taught Sun Tzu. You know, Kublai Khan was grandson of Genghis Khan, and they were taught Sun Tzu. I mean, and they were taught Han Fei Tzu, who we know less about. But Han Fei Tzu is a Chinese strategist who makes Machiavelli look like a little angel by comparison.
I bet. Well, I got a Genghis Khan update for you, Jeff, and for everybody. Many Bible scholars and people who are, I'm not a Bible scholar, but many people know the reference in the Bible to a million horse cavalry coming to Israel from the east. You've probably heard that, haven't you?
Yeah, lion-headed horsemen.
Right. Okay, now, that's the Bible. Here's, right now, in 2019, the great-great-great-great-grandchildren of Genghis Khan have been incorporated into the People's Liberation Army, and they, in fact, are building a 1 million-man, 1 million-horse cavalry right now in the People's Republic of China. Modern tacticians have come to the conclusion there's still a place for cavalry. And a lot of advantages when it comes to logistics, because as long as there's grass and water, those horses can go anywhere. And so that million-horse cavalry is being put together and trained right now in the People's Republic of China, the People's Liberation Army, preparing for their march on the Trans-Asian Highway that they've been building since the late 1950s. So that's an update on Genghis Khan there for you, Jeff, and for everybody.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, horses have definite utility.
They do.
No doubt.
They do. And I can imagine the reaction of American intelligence analysts when they see the satellite images of a million horses and everything else on the march from China to Israel. What a sight that would be. Yes. Well, Jeff, we need to emphasize that what the communists want to do is going to take place between now and the end of President Trump's term, and the sooner the better, because the Russians and the Chinese know, as you know and as I know, that the United States is never weaker than it will be on Wednesday the 22nd of May. We're getting stronger every day, aren't we?
Yeah, right now, yes, definitely.
So that window's closing. The window of them being strong and us being weak is closing, literally. And if they don't take advantage of it, they'll lose this opportunity for a generation or more. If Donald Trump is succeeded by a president with the same attitude, they've lost for a generation. There won't be Mike Pence, because Mike didn't have the personality to be president of the United States. But if we can find somebody 6 years from now who's qualified and aggressive alpha male warrior like Donald Trump to take President Trump's place, the commies are done for a generation, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, and then, of course, their financial situation and the morale of their people is also a very delicate, very delicate position, you know.
It is, and it's become more delicate just in the last days and weeks. Tell us about the food rationing, Jeff.
Yeah, the Cuba, North Korea, and Iran, they've begun food rationing. They're organizing. They're either beginning it or organizing it right now. And I'm not clear from what we're seeing exactly what is being rationed, how much it's being rationed. But these are pre-war moves.
Right. You would do that
to ration food.
Stock. You would do that activity, which is highly unpopular, because, first of all, because you have no choice. Second of all, you would do it to stockpile vital foodstuffs to have them when the war begins, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's a pre-war move. And, of course, you've got these rising tensions with Iran, with the attacks on the tankers, with us moving troops there. You've got tensions with Venezuela, which implicate Cuba, because there's 25,000 Cuban troops in Venezuela. So it's, definitely.
Well, it's a heads up. This is the kind of things I was looking for in the fall of 1967 when I was anticipating the Tet Offensive. I was looking for these indicators that the Tet Offensive was real and that it would happen. And I'm seeing the same thing now with this food rationing. Now, what about Russia and China? Are they doing any food rationing? Do you know?
No, not so far that I can tell. No. No, it's just the satellite countries. Of course, the resources of Russia and China are much greater. And Russia has always been a food stockpiling country. It has been a standard practice in Russia and the former Soviet Union to maintain a 5-year supply of grain to stockpile it at all times underground. They have massive underground granary stores in their blast shelters in their major cities.
Well, the United States used to have about a 2-year surplus of grain in storage, but I believe it's now less than a year. Do you know any follow-up on that?
Well, I've heard from somebody who's involved in the food chain, a businessman who I talk to frequently, who says that, in America, the thing is to get fresh food to the people quickly. And so stockpiling grain became something that they stopped doing on a regular basis. And so that we don't have, impression he gave me is that we don't even have a year supply of stockpiled grain.
Well, that's my information also. That's my information also. That's not wise. It really isn't. And if they made me king, I would certainly make sure we had a 5-year supply of grain in storage also. But nobody's going to make me king in the near future. I encourage families to have their own stocks. I personally have a 2-year supply of food properly stored that will last for decades. And bulk grains is the way to store the most food for the least amount of money, isn't it, Jeff?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
The combination of beans and rice, which keeps much of the world alive, has all essential vitamins, minerals, nutrients, except for vitamin C. There's no vitamin C in beans and rice. But other than that, it will keep you alive. It may be quite boring, but it will keep you alive. We got a break. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know it, but Gold Wealth Financial is also a broker for precious metals. Yes, he buys and sells precious metals. That would be gold and silver bullion, bars and rounds, and gold coins and silver coins. If you have gold coins and silver coins and bullion and rounds you want to sell, give him a call. He'd be glad to talk to you, arrange a fair price, and get cash in your pocket. His website's goldwealthfinancial.com. His telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Great people, great service. You'll be very glad that you contact them. Thank you very much.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
Oh, all right, we're back. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 22nd of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. We got some new photographs on the page promoting the John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise. Some photographs of couples having a romantic dinner and some couples dancing and so forth. It's going to be a lot of fun. It will. You should really check this out and join us. You need to be signed up by the 4th of July. After that, well, it's too late. Also, my website, of course, you'll find open source intelligence right there next to it. We get this updated every other day or so. If you want to stay current with geopolitical matters, this is the place to do it right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, open source intelligence. Just added in the last 2 to 3 hours, we've got a Muslim woman at a conference, an American Muslim woman, talking about how all of us are going to become Muslims. How about that? That's what they want. Right below that, a book. It's a 1,000-page book. You may want to forward the link to your local print shop and have it printed out on 3-hole punch paper. Vladimir Valerian, Matrix 3, Volume 1. Here's the subtitle. The Psychosocial, Chemical, Biological, and Electromagnetic Manipulation of Human Consciousness. It's a great reference book with all the backup material to footnotes to show you where the original material came from. And of course, at my website are energy cleaners for sale. If you've got arthritis pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Seriously, what are you waiting for? You're not sleeping great like I do every night? You need an energy cleaner. $285 shipping included. The mattress pads, they do vary in price depending on what you want. You can get to place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa at my website at thelibertyman.com. Or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is linked to my links page. His website is jrnyquist.com. Jeff, it looks like you haven't published a new article since the first week of January. When's the next one going to be published?
Oh, I've been working on a number of things. So, and sometimes these pieces take a long time to develop. So, but yeah, I'm
Understood.
Also working on a book. So, it depends on your priorities. Sometimes lately I've been more interested in books than doing articles. So.
Oh, well, is there a book that we can look forward to then?
Well, I don't want to really say anything at this point, but...
Okay, all right. Well, we'll just put that on the back burner for the time being. I'm looking forward to that. Okay, well, it's not like you're writing a gossip column where you just knock something out in an hour or two. Your articles typically involve some pretty deep research and serious interviews, don't they, sir?
Yeah, they do, and I've been doing interviews with people in Washington over the last week, pretty intense and long days of doing them. So, what I can tell you about it is that I am amazed at the duplicity, the falseness, the chicanery, and the fraudulence of so many people in Washington, and how it's just. I don't know, swimming with sharks, I guess you could say.
Right.
Yeah, people just can't trust each other there.
Yeah. A friend of mine, he's got pretty advanced IT skills. He was working for a defense contractor and was finding fraud in the Department of Defense. And he thought he would be congratulated for it. It turned out he lost his job because of it.
Yeah, the corruption is... You know, we used to laugh at banana republics and South American dictatorships for being corrupt, and now we're there ourselves, and it's no joke, you know.
Yeah, it's not, and it's what was it, unaccounted for money in the Department of Defense, $1 billion? Is it $20 billion? $20 billion, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Unaccounted for.
No,
money?
I think it's over a trillion.
Whoa. Oh, over a trillion. That's $1,000 billion.
Yeah.
$1 trillion unaccounted for. How can that happen?
A little bit over a long period of time.
A billion here, a billion there. First thing you know, you got some serious money, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's $1 billion isn't what it used to be either. I mean, it's crazy,
my.
And it's not, you know, and it's not just the corruption, of course. What's you know, the Pentagon, of course, our defense is very, very important and very scary. But what's also scary is the corruption of intelligence, which is a story going back to World War II.
Yeah. Well, I was in the middle of that in Vietnam as an intelligence analyst. I realized very quickly that the whole war was fraudulent and illegal and immoral. With the work I was doing, and I didn't know everything. I didn't know. I know a lot more now than I knew then. And we have a Bob in the Hour break. Call number is 800-313-8944.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the energy planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 22nd of May. Yes, we're going on a cruise. You should come with us. It will be a lot of fun. If you don't have internet access, the cruise director is gone on a cruise. You need to call me personally. If you want me to mail you a brochure because you do not have internet access, just give me a call at 314-965-3007. Of course, I need to remind people, yes, we have energy clinics for sale. Just check that out. Keep in mind, I have a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaners. And last but not least, I am actively looking to recruit one more marketing person. This is a part-time paid position to do marketing for John Moore to get speaking engagements. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Building with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.com. There's a link for my links page. We got a couple of callers on hold here. Jeff, we go to Jim in Kansas. Good morning, Jim.
Just a few weeks ago on RBN, Catherine Austin Fitz was the guest on one of those programs that follows yours around noon, and she says the books at the Pentagon are so messed up that they are unalterable. They spent $90 million trying to audit the books, and they're so messed up that it's impossible to figure out what really happened, and that there's $22 trillion missing. Funny how the national debt and this stolen money seem to equal one another.
It is. If it wasn't so sad, it would be humorous. You're right, Jim.
Yes, right. Okay. Yep. So I've said my little piece now, so you can go with somebody else.
Sir. appreciate the call.
Complain about the $22 trillion.
Thank you, sir. Any follow-up on that, Jeff, before we move on?
Well, yeah, because it's our defense. And if they haven't been spending it on our defense, we've got a serious problem because we're, you know, people say, oh, the Americans spend more than anybody. But if you look at what we get for our dollar, the Chinese and Russians are getting a lot more for theirs.
Well, yeah, well, if you get caught doing corruption in China, you end up becoming a live organ donor.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's certainly a disincentive, to say the least. We got another caller here, Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry. Jerry, you're on mute. We can't hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you knew that because you couldn't hear the chickens in the background. Right. Yeah, live organ donor. That works for me. But question I want to pose last hour, and I want to throw it out, and then I'll get back in the barn. These people that are bashing Trump because he can't do his job and what ain't. I have asked, and even some talk show hosts in RBN, who do you suggest that we get if Trump's not doing his job the way we think he should? Who's out there that we can bring up and do the job? Do you understand my question?
Well, all the guys that I would bring up are no longer alive, unfortunately.
Well, Ron Paul was a good.
Well, Ron
selection.
Paul, if he would make a great president, but you know, obviously, it's not going to happen.
Exactly. If it had happened, it had happened 20 years ago. But that's my point. I ask. Who do we choose to replace Trump with? We have got to drain this 40, 50-year-old deep, wide swamp in order to do it. And I don't see it happening. Jeff, I appreciate your efforts on John Moore's show, and I'd like to hear your thoughts. And for that, I'll get out of the way. Thank you, John.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Jerry. Well, who would you like to see be a president after Donald Trump, Jeff?
Well, I don't agree with a lot of people. I thought Rand Paul was honest. I don't agree with some of his ideas, but I thought that Ben Carson was interesting. He's written books. He reads. You know, there's someone who's intelligent, who wants to do the right thing, but the others did not impress me. You know, they did not impress me as being honest. And of course, we need somebody who's very courageous, who's willing to say to the politically correct crowd, "No, that's not right." You know, to actually stand up to it. And Trump, I think why Trump got elected is he stood up to it.
That's right. All the techniques used to disparage and marginalize other men just rolled off him like water off a duck, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. So smarts is one thing, but courage, you have to have the courage, you know.
It takes courage. Well, my favorite president was President Andrew Jackson, and obviously he's long gone. I think that General George Patton would have made a great president, quite frankly. He would have scared the hell out of the Russians, that's for sure, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would have. Patton was a guy who had a lot of common sense ideas about what an enemy was. And he also had honor, which these people in Congress, a lot of these people in Congress and people in Washington don't have any honor, and that's really troubling.
Well, we've got 6 years. The heir apparent will start making himself apparent, I think, about 4 years from now, because these cycles run about 2 years. Rand Paul is somebody that may be viable. I don't know. Not that anything we're going to talk about on John Moore's radio show is going to change anything, but it is interesting to speculate, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, it is. I mean, Vice President Pence did very well, by the way, in the debate against that awful running mate of Hillary Clinton from Virginia, he really wiped the floor with the guy. And Pence had a kind of solid, very intelligent approach to all the questions. So I didn't know much about him, but I was impressed at least with his handling of things in that debate.
Well, there's no doubt that Mr. Pence is very smart, a good debater. I just don't see him having the charisma to fill up a stadium of 50,000 people like Donald Trump does. I don't see him being that man, and nobody else has been. No presidential candidate or president has ever drawn the audiences that Donald Trump has. And I don't know, I don't believe Rand Paul could do it either. Donald Trump's a very unique individual from that point of view, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's no arguing it. He has a mass appeal that we haven't seen in my, you know, I don't know if you go back, I don't know if you could compare it to Bobby Kennedy or, you know, George Wallace had a kind of appeal in the South.
It was limited to the old South in the middle of the country, what the communists call flower country. George Wallace easily, and that's why he was shot, because he was a viable candidate to be president, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. In the 1968 election, he carried quite a few states in the South, which was surprising for a third-party candidate. So it showed a kind of strength. Or maybe I'm not remembering right. He carried states, right? Or am I just completely?
Well, he did, and I don't have those figures in front of me.
Yeah,
either.
I don't have it either.
He had a long time appeal. Since I looked. He spoke from the heart, and he spoke truth, and that's what got him the support that he got. Well, Jeff, you and I have independently concluded, and we agree that the international communist threat to our republic is a clear and present danger, that they have plans and protocols and logistics and men in place, that if they choose to pull the trigger and do a Red Dawn invasion, they've got everything in place to do that, don't they, sir?
Yeah, I've been looking at this for years. I know what their plans are. A lot of people don't realize that it's not just about exchanging nuclear weapons. They want to land troops on our shores. They want to come into the country. They want to take the terrain. They want to own North America. It's about invading North America. And, you know, I have talked to Russian military defectors, and I have, it's been described to me what their plans are and how extensive they've researched, you know, going back decades, how to get into the country and what to build to bring their troops to this country, how to set up stockpiles inside the United States before the war, which, of course, is well known. Colonel Stanislav Lunev testified before Congress about Soviet secret caches of nuclear weapons and how they were preparing to stockpile them here in this country. Which, why do you bring a nuclear weapon inside of the United States to detonate it in an American city without having to send a missile?
Right, right. Well, I believe the Russians have developed very tactical nuclear weapons that have very little residual radiation, haven't they?
Yeah, well, I used to talk to to Sam Cohen. I think he's passed away. I haven't talked to him in a few years. He was on the Manhattan Project, and he's the father of the neutron bomb. And he was very much a believer that we should have been developing Red Mercury device, Red Mercury nuclear weapon. It's Red Mercury is a very powerful explosive that can directly cause a nuclear reaction, so that you could build very small hydrogen bombs without a fission trigger. Fission trigger is what makes making hydrogen bombs so difficult, and it makes them not able to be so small. But he literally, you could have a nuclear weapon the size of a softball that was, I don't know, would have a 1 to 5 kiloton charge to it. So this is like this is a micronuclear weapon. This is a nuclear weapon that could take down a skyscraper, take down a couple of, you know, do damage in a couple city blocks.
Right.
That could be, you know, carried around in somebody's pocket, literally. You know, this is what's so dangerous. And Sam Cohen believed that when we stopped our project to develop red mercury, the Russians kept doing it, and he believed they had achieved it. And in fact, he was asked by U.S. Intelligence agencies after the invasion of Iraq to examine documents in Iraq showing that Saddam Hussein was trying to get this technology from the Russians before we invaded that country in 2003. And I asked him if he believed these documents represented a real technology in Russia, and he did. He was absolutely certain. And this guy's a nuclear scientist. So that is something we should think about. And the nuclear signature of these things is very small because, again, right, they don't need a fission
trigger. Well, that makes it a lot more... Russians don't want a nuclear wasteland after they invade. They want a country, our country, that has things that they want and things that they need, not a nuclear wasteland that they can't do anything with, right?
Right. I mean, you get a red mercury nuclear devices, you're not going to get the same kind of fallout or long-term damage to the environment that you get with nuclear weapons that involve a fission process. So it's a very scary thing that they could be so far ahead of us. And this is just one technology they're ahead of us in. I mean, the fuel air bombs, they've been working on, the Russians have been working on a rifle-fired grenade that is basically a fuel air bomb,
really?
Which is, of course, it's like a gasoline bomb. Yeah, it can knock down. I was told by a military expert that this weapon could knock down a three-story building, and it could wipe out the columns of tanks because it creates a shock wave that can go through a bunker, that can go through a tank's hull and kill the people inside without destroying the vehicle.
Just from the concussion.
Or the bunker. Yeah, exactly. It does something to the internal organs that damages them and kills the person.
There's a point beyond which human organs can't take that concussion, and obviously they're engineered to do that. Well, this is your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. This is a clear and present danger, and those who aren't prepared will perish, won't they, Jeff?
Yeah, when it comes down to it, I mean, obviously the vigilance of the country, I just can't believe watching the news, there's this lack of awareness, and we've been conditioned to this lack of awareness. It has been conditioned in us, and our enemy has had a huge say in our internal discussions and our debate because so many of our pundits, our journalists, and our leaders have been blackmailed, bribed, bought, corrupted, whatever, by our enemies.
And that's why people should read the Epoch Times. The Epoch Times is not corrupted by the comments, is it?
No. So that's exactly right. So, you know, all I can say is that you know, when you look at what's happening in Washington and you talk about the deep state, these are agents of foreign countries. These are agents of Russia, China, Cuba, the communist Vietnam, that are inside our country. And where do they go? They go straight for the government, the NGOs. They operate in tandem with our left, our far left people, and you know, the communist fronts that exist in this country, the Democratic Socialists of America, the Communist Party USA, the Democratic Party, I hate to say, you know. It's become quite obvious. I mean, when you study communism and you see some of these politicians, you know immediately what their line is all about. You know why they're saying the things they're saying. When they talk about global warming, you know, when they talk about, redistributing the wealth, about socialized medicine, it's all an attempt to push us into socialism, to disarm us, to make our economy fail so that we will not be able to defend ourselves, so that they'll be able to make a revolution here, because there is underneath of it a hatred of economic freedom, which is what the market is. And this hatred of economic freedom is so intense and so pathological, they don't care who they have to kill or hurt in order to do it.
They flippantly throw around the phrase, you need to break a few eggs to make an omelet. It's flippant, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And they did break a lot of eggs, if you think of eggs as human beings. I mean, by some counts, 100 million people died in the 20th century because of socialism in China, in Russia, in Cambodia, in Africa.
Hold that thought, Jeff. Hold that thought. We got our last break. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link at my website, thelibertyman.com. I know you've been investing in brass, ordnance, steel, and lead for years. It's time to move forward and also invest in gold and silver. Go to Steve's website, goldwealthfinancial.com. Download the free Rookie Mistakes Guide. If you don't have internet access, I know many of you don't, give him a call, and he'll mail you a copy of it. It's beautiful, 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Steve has put together a great team of men and women that really know their stuff, can help you learn about how to invest in gold and silver safely, economically, and do it the right way. You'll be very glad to work with Steve and his people. Thank you very much.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 22nd of May, visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.com. Jeff, I find it ironic that about a million Vietnamese died fighting American capitalism. And you can go to Saigon, now Ho Chi Minh City, and get a Big Mac or an Egg McMuffin or a Happy Meal from the well-known American capitalist company called McDonald's Restaurant. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah, I suppose. But see, the thing is, everybody thinks communism is about economics, and it's not. You know, that's the thing, is Marx didn't have an economic theory. He just attacked freedom.
Right.
That's all.
Right. Well, it's real. The communist threat is real. It's here. It's a clear and present danger. Tomorrow morning, first hour, I'm going to have Command Sergeant Major Dan Page with us. He's well wired into the international communist threat, also from more from a tactical point of view than from strategic, like yourself there, Jeff. So I think the follow-up tomorrow will be interesting as well, don't you, sir?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be fun. I've known Command Sergeant Major Page for more than 30 years, and I think everybody's going to get a lot out of it. If you go to YouTube, put Dan Page, Oath Keepers, and I believe more than a million people have seen that speech he did. It's been about 3.5-4 years ago to the Oath Keepers group in St. Louis. It's worth your time to watch it, and we're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow. I believe Dan's going to become a regular guest on my show, at least I hope so. Well, Jeff, what words do you want to leave our audience with today, sir?
Oh, well, maybe something more cheerful, I don't know, but we have the spring coming, and we have some optimism we could throw onto things, that there's always hope. And great country.
Right.
We have a great country. We have a lot of good people in this country. And, join up with them. Become active. Read, learn. Become passionate about defending your country and joining up with other people and opposing these people who want to tear down our country. I mean, we've got, when you look at the local level, city councils, boards of supervisors for counties, elections. There's a lot to participate in, and they need conservative people, to stand up for the Constitution and American values.
That's right.
Against
the local sheriff who will support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's what it's going to come down to. These local sheriffs and these county militias want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. The county militias is what will be defending us when all else fails. Jeff, thank you, sir. Have you back next Wednesday. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that's it for the day. We get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.